إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى صحبته ومن اتبع بهديه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم وَأَمَّا بَعْدُ. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we spoke last week about the noble destiny for which Allah has created humanity, which is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is to obey Allah and to have taqwa of Allah and to abide by the sharia of Allah and the commands of Allah. And those who follow their passions and they become intoxicated by them, they become noxious by their desires, those people are like animals. They have left the great honor for which Allah has created them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes those of His righteous believers, calling them the ibad al-Rahman, the servants of the Merciful One. And who are those ibad al-Rahman? In addition to what we mentioned, those who walk on the earth humbly, يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا, Allah says, وَلَا يَزْنُونَ, and they do not commit illegal sexual intercourse, they do not commit zina. The believer, he does not fall into this shameful behavior of zina, because the believer, he has the taqwa of Allah. He's strong against his passions, he's strong against the desires, and he has the consciousness of Allah. He has the fear of Allah in secret and in open. The believer, he follows the sharia of Allah in what pleases him and what goes against his nafs, what goes against his desire. This is the true adherence to the sharia, the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the ignorant person, he chases after his desires. He's chasing after whatever his nafs calls him to. And the scholars say this is like a person chasing a mirage. He'll never be able to reach it. Or it's like a person drinking salt water. The more he drinks, the more thirsty he becomes. He will never be able to fulfill the desire of his nafs, the shuh of his nafs. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns us against the zina. وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. Those are the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, He wishes for us, He desires for us a pure society. He wishes to purify the society from the evil of the zina. And Allah says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Allah, He tells us why He warns us against the zina. Because it is a fahisha, it's an evil, and it's a devious way of following, a devious path. Because it has so many evil consequences in society. And it is enough for Allah to warn us and tell us that zina is fahisha in an evil way. It is enough for us to believe the words of Allah, our Creator. This is a warning from the one that created humanity and knows what is good for us and what is harmful for us. And Allah, He did not say, وَلَا تَزْنُوا. He said, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. He didn't say, do not commit the zina. He said, do not go near it. Do not come near it. And some people in this society, they think that zina is a type of freedom. They think that this is the freedom of a person to fulfill their desire. However, this idea that this is freedom is actually very evil and very wrong. Because when zina spreads in a society, it brings with it much evil and much harm. And let us just mention a few examples of the evil that comes about in fulfillment of the words of Allah, إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns us about this because He knows that when the passions are left free, they become inflamed, they become wild, and they cannot be controlled. We look even today at young children in middle school, in high school, falling into the sin. Young girls, 12 years old, 13 years old, becoming pregnant, outside of marriage, of course. What happens to this child? This child, either it ends in abortion, or even worse, after the child is born, do they hide it away in a dumpster somewhere? What terrible evil comes from this? And then, of course, we see that in this society, more than 2 million abortions every year, according to some statistics. The loss of so many innocent lives, only for what? To fulfill one's passions, for temporary pleasure. See, when it is halal, when it is marriage, as soon as the couple are married, they love to have children. And all of the family asks, when are the children coming? When the child is born, there's celebration. Because this is what Allah has made halal. This is what's good for the society. But when it is haram, when it comes from haram, they hide it away. They wish only to fulfill the desire and not to have the family, to have the children. So this we see is one of the great evils that Allah warns against. Also, we see that this fahisha, it goes into the public, in beaches, even in public places, in parks. And if you find it strange, as the Prophet ﷺ warned about, then you are the one who's considered strange. But no, this evil, it is a great evil that we must beware of and stay away from. And then as the passions are left free, then what is to stop it from getting even worse? Where they say now that a man can marry a man, and a woman, she marries a woman. This is against what Allah created, the fitrah. He created Adam and Hawa. He created husband and wife. But when the passions are left, then they do not become satisfied. They seek more and more. And some scholars, they even said that if it were due to a jinn, as they said, then would Allah punish the entire town of Lut for something that they did not have control over? No, that is not true. Rather, what this is it's the leaving of the nafs to satisfy its desires. This is one being deceived by their desires. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we see that over 60% of children in Western societies are born out of wedlock in many of the countries in the West. 60% are born without a father in their family, out of wedlock. This is the fulfillment of Allah's words, إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. And from the evils of the sin of zina is the turning away from marriage, the blessed institution of marriage, the foundational block of our society, of the human community, of the Islamic community, is marriage. This is why the Prophet ﷺ commanded for the walima and the witnessing, so that all of society could share in the joy of building a new foundational block in society. He commanded beating the duff for women and for the cooking of food, walau bishat. He said, olim walau bishat, so that the smell of the food and the joy of that moment could be shared when building a foundational block in society. But when it comes to zina, then what is the need for this institution of marriage? When the desires are fulfilled easily, then what is the need of this marriage? And this is what we see now, that the youth are turning away from marriage, and marriage has become something that is put off and a last thought on people's minds. And even in addition to this, even those who are married, many of those marriages end up in divorce. As they say, 60% of marriages end in divorce. This is because they've opened the doors to fulfill passion outside of marriage. So what is to keep those within the marriage bound together? And we see from the evils of the zina is what has left women exposed to being attacked. They say 1 in 3 women will be raped in her life in this society, or exposed to attack or abuse. And this is according to even their Western ABC News. They mentioned this in a recent survey. And also we see the opening of the doors of prostitution, where women are sold like shoes in places like Las Vegas. They are using women to buy and sell. And then of course the evil of the internet and the selling of the images of women. Again, this is the evil of zina and going against the law and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also we see, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, that within the marriage, the woman, she's abused in this society by the husband. Every 12 minutes, a woman is beaten injuriously in America. Every 12 minutes. And 30% of all women killed in America are killed by a husband or their boyfriend. This is because marriage has no longer had its importance. Marriage is no longer a foundational unit in society where all of society comes together to support it, to push and support the two in the couple to stay together. So we see that marriage has become left aside. And even amongst Muslims, we see that many of them, they end in divorce. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. We didn't even talk about AIDS and sexually transmitted diseases. Allah says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. My beloved youth, the beloved young brothers and the men, purify your families from this evil. Teach them to stay away from this evil. And teach your communities to stay away from this evil. May Allah make yourselves from the best of ummas. By Allah, it is a temporary pleasure. Allah commands us, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. This is for our own benefit. Allah knows what is pure for our souls and for our hearts. We see what has happened to women in this society, bought and sold for profit. May Allah save us from all evils and all fitna. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ يَا فَوْزَ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, whenever Islam closes the doors to some evil or some passion, it opens the doors for a permissible way of fulfilling this desire. And for this reason, Allah has enjoined marriage upon us. And marriage is one of the most noble institutions in Islam. And Allah says, وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْكُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. And those women, they took from you a powerful bond. مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. They took this thick and heavy and powerful bond from you. The marriage is something very noble in Islam. And it is the strongest bond between two people. A husband and a wife, they have the closest relation between any two people. And this is something that Islam encouraged for young, especially the young. The Prophet ﷺ said, يَا مَعْشَرَ الشَّبَابِ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ مِنْكُمْ الْبَاءَ فَلْيَتَزَوَّجْ. O young people, whoever amongst you can get married, then let him get married. This is something we should help our youth in helping them to get married, supporting them financially and physically and emotionally. This is something that will purify us and give us a permissible means to fulfill the desire that Allah has created in us. But also we see that the marriage itself is an institution that is being tested. And the main reason for this, that the difficulty within marriage, is that the husband and the wife, they did not receive the appropriate tarbiyah when they grew up. They did not receive the appropriate upbringing on how to deal with one another. The woman and the man, they have to be taught from a young age how to treat, how to fulfill the rights of the how the husband fulfills the right of the wife. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. She has rights over you, and he has rights over her, that the wife should please her husband and do what will make him happy, and to listen to him and to obey him. But many times the youth get married and they did not have this tarbiyah, this upbringing. And then after the marriage, what happens is what the natural result of growing up without the Islamic upbringing. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help our youth to get married and to save us and them from all fahisha and zina. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت اللهم احفظنا من الفطن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمؤمنات والأحياء منهم والأموات يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين ودمر أعداء الدين اللهم تقبل منا وأحسن ختامنا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وهو العلي العظيم وجزاكم الله خيرا وأقيموا الصلاة